Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. If you're looking for ways to spend your time, I always love to read a good book. And that's why today I'm happy to have with me in the studio our good friend, Rebecca Bass. She is the Special Services Coordinator with the Santa Rosa County Library Systems here for our Santa Rosa County update. Hey, Rebecca, it's great to see you again.
Hello, Meg. Thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you're here. And I was thinking about that when you want to get out of the heat. Sometimes I take a book out onto the pool, but these days it's a little too hot for that. And aren't all your libraries air conditioned?
We are all air conditioned.
So that in and of itself is a good reason to stop in and cool off and pick up a good book and settle in and enjoy it.
Yes.
Okay, well, tell us what's happening. A lot going on this summer, no doubt.
Well, we just wrapped up our summer reading program. It was during the summer.
Uh-huh. Did you have good attendance for that? Good participation?
We had great participation and great attendance. We had 321 participants in the Reading Log Challenges.
Wow, that's huge.
Yes, 1,912 completed the weekly challenges.
And then my gosh, I had no idea.
The minutes read are like phenomenal.
Yeah, that's incredible.
703,607 minutes.
My gosh, I picked the right song.
Yeah.
703,000 minutes. Wow. That's incredible.
And that
must make you feel good when you put that together and have that kind of response.
Definitely.
Gosh, that's great.
We had about 2,500 people attend all of our summer reading programs because we have not only the reading challenge and the log, but we have programs throughout the summer each week. So that was a great turnout. They
Absolutely.
Really came out.
Fantastic. Yes. So tell us a little bit with Santa Rosa County, where are your libraries located?
Well, I like that question.
Yeah, we want to let people know.
Yes, we have a library in Gulf Breeze. We have the Jay Library. We have the Milton Library, the Navarre Library, the Pace Library. And then we also have the Family History and Research Center, which is also... It shares the building with the library administration office.
Oh, fantastic. I didn't realize there were that many. I think every time you come on, I say that. I always forget about the one in Jay.
Yes.
So that's great. Mm-hmm. So lots of opportunities for that to go out and take advantage of some of the services that you have. And today's library is a little different from yesterday's, wouldn't you say?
I would say so.
I remember card catalogs, just saying.
We have not only books, we have like computers and internet and Wi-Fi access. Everybody is always looking for Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, quiet areas to study, which is a normal for a library. We have printers and we have copiers. We have assistance with research and information. We have online resources. We have newspapers and magazines.
Right.
And we have workshops and we have events and we have programs for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's a lot going on, and it's a great meeting place and a great place to socialize too, because you'll see people there for reading groups and things like that.
Yes, we encourage. We don't do the shh anymore.
You did that pretty well. Did you have some practice at that?
Yes, I trained.
You trained in a library degree?
Yes.
A librarian degree. That's funny.
They have a class. They don't have a class for that.
She's looking at me. I believe you.
It would be fun if they did.
Right? Because there's a technique to the shushing.
There's a technique to the shh.
Right. If you just joined us, you're thinking, what are they talking about? Rebecca Bass, she's a special service coordinator with the Santa Rosa County Library System for the Santa Rosa County update. So if you've got a question about the library right now, and maybe you haven't been in a while, all you got to do is text in that question at 850-437-1620. And a listener just texted in fax machines ? Do you still have those?
We fax.
Okay.
Every now and then.
Okay. Those are hard to find now.
Yes, just to government entities. So, like, we can't fax to your insurance company.
Okay, but put to a government entity.
Yes.
Okay, but that's still helpful.
It is. It's very helpful. And we can show you how to do it on your phone.
Okay. Oh.
You can fax on your phone. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
This is one question, like... Everyone knows
Rebecca.
I love to answer.
Yeah, talk about that for a second. I mean, I'm a little off subject, but that's interesting.
That's okay. So there's like free fax apps and things like that. So it's just a way to do it. Like you put in your email and you can get a free fax.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Well, see, when you go to the library, you can find out because there are very knowledgeable people like Rebecca there who can answer lots of questions about life.
Yes. And you can... not only fax, but you can scan. Because sometimes whenever they just need you to send a PDF of, of a file or of a form, and you can just, like, scan it.
That's perfect on your phone.
Yes, amazing. It brings me joy to share that with people.
Well, tell us a little bit now as we're wrapping up the summer. What's coming up now this fall, and what are some of the things? We're in August, which is hard to believe already.
Right.
I know.
School's about to start next week.
Yeah, so talk a bit about how that changes the schedules there, and just a little bit about what the kids can do after school, that kind of thing.
Well, all are welcome to come after school or,
good place to study.
A good place to study, and again, AC. Can't go wrong with that. So we do have after-school programs. There are several different programs. Milton Library has a book club designed specifically for the middle school.
Oh, nice.
And, like, some high school. They call that the Inklings. I thought it was a fun name.
Yeah, I do. I think it's very cute.
And then we also have, like, toddler time, and we have preschool time for those people who aren't ready for school yet.
Right.
So that will start in the fall in September, and I believe registration for toddler time will be on the 17th of August.
Oh, fun. Okay. And so as September comes, well, one of the things that's helpful to have is a library card.
Yes, and it's also library card sign-up month.
Oh, okay. So that's the perfect thing.
Perfect time to get your library card.
Okay.
Yeah, September. So you can come and get a library card.
Okay. And then looks to me, I'm looking at some notes here, you got a big anniversary coming up.
Yes, yes, we do. In September, we will have a kindness food drive in honor to celebrate our 20 years of stories.
Wow.
With the library.
That's awesome. And 20 years you've been doing this.
Yes.
That's amazing. Yes. That's
Santa
amazing.
Santa Rosa County has had their own library system for 20 years.
That's fantastic. That's great. So this is going to be a big celebration then.
Yes, we're going to have a huge, huge celebration on October 3rd.
Okay, so you mark your calendars now because everybody's getting their fall calendars out and getting ready.
Of course. So October 3rd, all the libraries are going to have their own celebration. That's a Saturday, by the way.
Okay.
And they will each have, they each have special things planned. So stay tuned for that on the library calendar. Just keep checking back, and we'll announce it through the calendar.
Okay.
And that's on our website.
Okay, good. And what's the website?
www.santarosa.fl.gov/libraries
Okay, I can remember that. We're talking with Rebecca Bass. She's with the Santa Rosa County Library Systems. We will be back with Pep Talk in just a minute. We've got to take a quick break. If you've got a question for her, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, my friend here from Rebecca Bass, is with our Santa Rosa County update that we do on a regular basis on this show. And our update today is about the Santa Rosa County Library Systems. Another question came in. Bruce wanted to know, I have a library card from years ago. Would it still be good? So September is Library Card Month. So let's talk a little bit about library cards, Rebecca.
So, Bruce, you can bring your library card in, and we will check it. I bet you it is still good. We probably just need to update it.
Ah, okay. So just update it. But if it's I was joking with her. My old library card that was in my wallet was like a little cardboard card. They're different now, yeah?
Yes, yes, they're different. They're plastic. And they
totally different. Okay. Well, what made me think of this, though, too, is that we're talking about Santa Rosa County, but I was thinking of my friends that live out on Pensacola Beach. So they were technically in Escambia County, but the closest library would be the Gulf Breeze Library, right in the Gulf Breeze proper. So my thought is, can they get a library card too, or do you have to live in the county to get the card?
That is a very good question, Meg. Very good question. We have different types of library cards. We have the regular Santa Rosa County resident card.
Right, so that's the residents. I can easily get that.
We have a card for 17 and under.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because children
can
get their library card as well. We encourage everyone to get library cards. We have an active duty military card. We have the educator. You can get a card with your if you're an educator, an employee of the city or the county or the state government.
Okay.
You can get a, this is the question you were asking. A Pensacola Beach resident or property owner. You can get a card.
Interesting.
And then there's also if you're a property owner or business owner, you can get a non-Santa Rosa County residence card.
So you want like a non-resident card. Now, does that cost a little bit extra to get that? Because the other ones, I'm assuming, are free?
Well, if you own property,
then you're
fine. There's no cost. Then there's the temporary residence, or I like to call it the snowbird card.
Ah, perfect. Okay. And they typically are coming in right around December, January, February. So we love our snowbirds.
So we get ready for them every year.
Great.
So then we have non-resident cards, so you can come in. And there is a fee for that, but considering all the stuff that you get your library card, I think
totally worth it. Well worth it. Okay, so we've talked a bit about the library cards. If you have a question, we're talking with Rebecca Bass with the Santa Rosa County Library System, 850-437-1620. For somebody that may be just joining us, Rebecca, can you review again all the different locations you have in the county?
Yes, I can. We have the Gulf Breeze Library, the J Library, the Navarre Library, the Milton Library, the Pace Library. Did I do them all?
I think you did. Navarre?
I did Navarre. And then we also have the Family History and Research Center, which is right in the same building as the Library Administration.
Okay, so talk a little bit about that, because I'm not as familiar with the Family and History Research Center.
It's a quiet, very quiet library. Mm-hmm. Mostly holds genealogy.
Oh, interesting. Genealogy. For local, if you're from this area and you wanted to look up your past history and family history.
Yes.
Interesting.
They even have like high school yearbooks.
Oh, how fun.
Yes. I think somebody donated the J. I think recently somebody donated the J. A few of the J. Yearbooks.
Yearbooks. Oh, that's okay. That's really neat.
Yes.
And that's located, you said, where is that? In Milton?
It's in Milton on Dogwood Drive.
Okay. We can look that up easily enough to find it, I'm sure. So we've got all the different libraries you can take advantage of. And then so some of the fall programs, we touched a little bit. We've got the 20 years of Santa Rosa County Libraries, which is congratulations of quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
So we mentioned earlier the Kindness Food Drive, and so that'll be happening September 1st through September 30th, and that's 20 years of Stories Kindness Food Drive. Let's see, what is that specifically? What happens with that?
Well, we're going to collect donations of food, cans and peanut butter, cereal, rice, pasta, you know, the things that are non-perishable that can last, and all of the donations will be collected. The things that are collected will go to a local food pantry.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that's great. Mm-hmm. All right, so that'll be happening in September. And then what is the punch card challenge?
That's part of our 20th anniversary celebration.
So what is that?
So when you visit the library, you'll get a punch card, and you want to... each month when you go into the library, hopefully more than that, just ask them to punch your card. You keep up with it throughout the year. And then in October, we're going to have a drawing for prizes.
Oh, okay.
You'll hand it in, and then you'll be entered into a drawing.
Oh, how fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. So if I go to the website, will they have some of this information on that website that you just told us about?
Yes.
About all these different events that are going on in September?
Yes. Also, let me mention about the punch cards. You get bonus punches. Bonus punches.
Oh, my.
Bonus that sounds
punches.
Violent, but it's not.
No, it sounds exciting. I want a bonus punch on my library card.
If you visit a different library than your regular home library. So I live in Pace, so I usually go to the Pace Library.
Right.
I get my punch every month. If I go to the Milton Library this month, maybe I'll go there. I'll get a different
living
punch.
Living dangerously.
I know. Maybe I'll venture out to Gulf Breeze and get a punch.
There you go.
Yes.
All right. We're talking with Rebecca Bass. She's with the Santa Rosa County Library System. We will be back in just a minute right after the break on Pep Talk. Don't forget, if you've got a question about the library, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Rebecca Bass is here with the Santa Rosa County Library Systems telling us about all the great programs that are coming up in September on the 20th anniversary. But some things are still going on right now, correct?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that.
We always have ongoing programs. We have this morning, I think they're having a senior social at Gulf Breeze.
Oh, how fun.
I know.
That's great.
Yes. And then we have, like, fall toddler time and story time coming up.
Aww.
And then they do little dances and such.
Oh, how cute. Okay.
And then we have crafts, and we have STEAM programs. We have book clubs. We have our technology assistants. We have an in-house IT named Willis. Phenomenal.
Oh, that's great.
He knows a bunch of stuff, and he doesn't just tell you to turn it off and turn it back on.
There you go. That's good.
And well, some of the libraries have afternoon movies. Again,
oh, nice.
Come in for the AC, mm-hmm. and you get a book, you get entertainment, you get to have a little bit of fun.
That sounds wonderful.
And we have board game programs.
Oh.
We have special seasonal events, like in October, at the end of October, we'll have Fall into Fun.
Uh-huh.
And that's always a fun, festive time.
Right.
Always just a reminder that all of our programs and events are free and open to the public.
Okay. And you can find out about those at the website.
Yes. On our calendar at /libraries.
Gotcha. Okay. So some of the changes, let's see, one of the things I wanted to make note of on your notes here, you will be closed for Labor Day.
Yes.
In observance of Labor Day. So that's on the Mondays. But other than that, you have your regular hours. And right now, the hours are the same. But beginning in October, quick changes to some of the hours. You want to rattle those off real quick?
Yes. Yes. On Monday, October 5th, we're going to begin new hours. We'll have Monday, and this will happen for the Gulf Breeze, J, Milton, Navarre, and Pace libraries. Monday, 9 to 1. Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6. Saturday, 9 to 1, and then Sundays will be closed.
Okay. It says no change in operating hours for the Family History and Research Center.
That is correct.
If you wanted to go to the website and find out more. Thank
yes.
you so much, Rebecca.
Thank you.